Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
We're going to get some more reaction now to the National Development Plan, and we're joined by Roderick O'Gorman, leader of the Green Party. Welcome to the programme tonight, Roderick.
Good evening, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
There's a lot contained in this National Development Plan, but I want to ask you specifically about this fund, the Climate and Nature Restoration Fund. Can you remind listeners what that fund was supposed to be used for, what you wanted it to be used for? Because I know it was a critical point of negotiations within the coalition, and actually almost led to the coalition collapsing while you were in government. Is that right?
So the Climate and Nature Fund is a dedicated fund of 3.15 billion euro, and it's designed to help us meet our climate targets between 2026 and 2030, years that we know we're struggling to meet those targets right now. And it's to help nature restoration around the country. And as you said, the Green Party fought very hard to have money put aside for that from the surpluses. And today we're really disappointed to see that the government have basically taken this fund, a fund that's designed to deal with the future challenges that we'll face as a country, and they're spending it on fixing the underinvestment of the past. So the Climate and Nature Fund, it should have been used to retrofit our buildings, something we have to do under EU law, or it could have been used to help support farmers restore nature, again, something that we have to do under EU law. So instead of allowing us address those big challenges that we face over the next 5 years, the entire fund, all 3.15 billion euro of it, has basically been raided by the government to pay for filling existing gaps in infrastructure.
Right.
And the thing is, we could have had both. We could have funded something like Metrolink through Exchequer funding, and we could have kept the Climate and Nature Fund for those future challenges. So I see this as a missed opportunity, but it does show me how much nature, how much climate have really fallen as a priority for this government.
Okay, so just to get into the detail on it, and I know there has been criticism, of course, from the opposition that there isn't enough detail in this, but we do know that 2 billion euro of that Climate and Nature Restoration Fund is now to be used to fund the Metrolink. Now, we had Jack Chambers in studio here saying, well, the Metrolink, this is public transport. This is all, you know, good stuff towards climate goals and important climate spending. What's your reaction to that steer on matters?
Well, it is interesting that in a document that is really light in detail, actually the only place they're giving us detail is how they're raiding this Climate and Nature Fund. Absolutely, Metrolink needs to be funded, but it can be funded through Exchequer funding. A large portion of the work that's been done to date on Metrolink has been done through Exchequer funding, and we all know the Metrolink is going to cost far more than 2 billion euro, and that will be Exchequer funding. So they should have funded the entire Metrolink, a vital project, through Exchequer funding, and left the Climate and Nature Fund for those future-looking issues that we're going to face over the next 5 years.
What are the issues in particular? Because it was 3.15 billion. Yeah. It obviously brought the government nearly to the brink while you were in the mix there. What are we talking about in terms of the breakdown of what you wanted to see that money being used for?
Absolutely. So in last October, we brought proposals to government, which Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael blocked, as to how we'd spend this money. So we were going to put about 1.2 billion into a retrofit programme of our public buildings. So you think the likes of schools and hospitals, many of them are old, many of them are drafty, our kids are going to school in cold classrooms that are actually also really expensive for the school to heat on a yearly basis. We want to retrofit those. And right now, the Minister for education, she doesn't have the money to do that. She wants to use any new money she gets for schools to build the new schools, build the autism classes around the country that we desperately need. So we saw we need to put aside a separate fund, a fund that wasn't catered for previously, to deal with these really important issues. Similarly, nature restoration. We, all European countries, signed up to nature restoration a number of years ago, but that's going to cost money. We're going to have to support farmers, particularly small farmers. We're going to need to reward them, but there is no pot of money put aside for that.
And just what we are seeing,
one final
just to
point,
bring in
Claire,
what the national
there's not one cent allocated for nature protection out of the Climate and Nature Fund. They've completely ripped nature out of the Climate and Nature Fund today.
Okay, and clearly what you're saying today is it shows where this government's priorities are. What we are hearing is that the NDP, within the document, $500 million for the Department of Climate, Energy and the Environment to fund projects and programmes that will support climate mitigation and renewable energy development. We know that's really important to have good renewable energy up and running in this country, and $650 million for the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage for projects and programmes to support improvements in water quality. Those matters, you would agree, are important, but do you think there's not enough money going in these areas?
Well, let's just talk about retrofit. In 2022, we published, the then government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Green Party, published a National Action Plan on retrofitting, and that said ramping up to $2 billion being spent on retrofit by 2030. Now, if you look at how much the Department of Energy is getting in total in 2030 under what was announced today, it's $1.4 billion. So already the agreed action, the agreed finances for undertaking that major retrofit that we need to see for public buildings and private buildings to make our homes cheaper to heat, to make them warmer, that's being underfunded by what the government has announced today. So I think, again, it is clearly an example of this government deprioritising climate action, deprioritising nature.
And surely, I suppose, all these retrofits will mean lower energy bills and things that are really critically important to people from a consumer point of view.
We know how badly so many people in Ireland were stung because of the increase in energy prices, gas and electricity prices, because of the war in Ukraine, because at that point so much of our energy mix was supported by fossil fuels, by gas. By increasing retrofit, we cut people's bills, we reduce energy poverty in this country, and we give people more comfortable homes as well. That, again, the Green Party in government had put money aside, so that could be worked on over the next number of years.
And the government
has always argued
that the Greens issue wasn't just up to the Greens, that things that were done in the previous government were done not just because the Green Party was there.
Well, we're seeing today what happens when the Greens aren't in government. We're seeing the way this money is raided, and we're seeing how these key measures to deal with retrofits, to give people warmer homes that are cheaper to heat, we see how those are being deprioritised. That's, in my view, because the Greens aren't in government anymore.
All right. It's been said, and we've heard it again from opposition, that the National Development Plan is very light on detail. Have you concerns about what else may happen come budget time to issues like carbon tax, possibly, where we know there is a lot of pushback, maybe especially among the regional independents there?
Well, I'm particularly worried about some of the infrastructure pieces. I'd love to see more detail on what's been committed to in terms of transport, particularly public transport. Jack Chambers was on media today saying they're not going to respect what had been done previously to prioritise public transport over roads. That was so important over the last 5 years to make sure that we're ready to go with projects like the Dart expansion, like the building of new suburban stations all over Cork, like the fact that on local link services, they're now bringing 100,000 people around local towns and villages every week. Because public transport investment was prioritised when the Green Party was in government, those big jumps in public transport happened. And again, I don't believe this government is committed to public transport in the same way.
Roderick O'Gorman, leader of the Green Party, thank you for joining us.